and yanked a page away from the book's tired binding. Sometimes delirious, Narayan thought he was in the hands of his goddess, either being punished for some forgotten transgression or transported to paradise. And perhaps he was right. It did not occur to Soulcatcher to wonder what use she had for him alive. Not that she was taking any special trouble to keep him that way. Nor did the Daughter of Night seem particularly concerned about his fate. Chapter 74. I managed to overtake Tobo before he sped through the crossroads circle. "We're stopping here," I told him, hanging on to his shoulder. He looked at me like he was trying to remember who I was. "Back up to the circle."
"All right. You don't have to be so pushy."
"Good. The real you is back." "Yes, I do. No one else seems to be able to restrain you." As we stepped into the circle, I told him, "There should be a..." "Yes, right here." There was a hole in the roadway surface, 4 inches deep, and as big around as my wrist. "Put the handle of the pickaxe in that."
"Why?"
"If the shadows can get inside the protected areas, that's the direction they'll come from. Come on, do it. We've got a ton of work to do if we're going to set up a safe camp." There were too many of us to get everyone inside the circle. That meant some would have to overnight on the road. Not a practice encouraged by Mergen. I wanted only the calmest personalities back there. Mergen guaranteed that every night on the plane would be some kind of adventure. Suvrin found me trying to get Iqbal and his family moved toward the heart of the circle. The animals were hobbled there, and I had a feeling that the plane really did not like being trampled upon by things with such hard feet.
"What is it, Suvrin?"
"Master Santa Roxita would like to see you at your earliest convenience."
He grinned like he was having a wonderful time. "Suvrin, have you been getting into the ganja or something?"
"I'm just happy. I missed the Protector's state visit. Therefore, I'm all right until some time that's still far off yet. I'm on the greatest adventure of my life, going places no one of my generation would have thought possible, even a few weeks ago. It won't last. It just plain won't last, the way my luck runs. But I'm for damned sure having fun now. Except my feet hurt."
"Welcome to the Black Company. Get used to it. Bunyan should be our seal, not a fire-breathing skull. Did anyone learn anything useful today?"
"My guess would be that Master Santa Roxita might have come up with something. Else why would he bother to send me to find you?"
"You got bold and sarky fast once you got up here."
"I've always thought I'm more likable when I'm not afraid."
I glanced around. I wondered if stupid ought not to be in there somewhere, too. "Show me where the old boy is." Suvrin had the chatters. Bad for him.
"He's a wonder, isn't he?"
"Santa Roxita? I don't know about that. He's something. Keep an eye out that you don't accidentally find his hand fishing around in your pants." Suvrin had made camp for himself, and the older men right at the edge of the circle, on its eastern side.